You better be prepared. Mother's Day's right around the corner. Are you ready? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. You're a mother and you didn't even know.
May 9th, right?
Not this Sunday, next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Okay. Yeah. Mama J's birthday falls on Mother's Day.
That's convenient.
This year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like we can do a twofer.
Do you usually get her something or is your presence enough?
No, not anymore. Not when you're older. As a kid, yes, of course. Yeah. But then once I started working and having a job.
Do you have a go-to gift? What do you usually do?
She loves jewelry of any kind.
Okay.
But she has stopped wearing it. So even at Christmas, I was having a hard time. I was like, what do I get her? She wears sneakers and like, that's it now. So I really haven't figured it out yet, honestly.
So I think I hit a home run. I'm stealing this idea from Christmas. But this would work for Mother's Day, too.
Okay.
Make a photo book.
Okay.
Do you use Google Photos?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so it's super easy in Google Photos. You can make a book. It'll even make it for you. You can tell it, get pictures of this person, or just pick the pictures you want. Mm-hmm. Pick the layout. You can have it mailed to your house. I think, don't quote me, this might be something you could do at like a Walgreens or a CVS as well, mm-hmm. where you can go in and they sort of just put it together for you. But for sure, Google, you could do it through that.
Okay. So that's.
So you, for you,
okay.
Pictures of you, your sister, your brother,
okay.
The kids, maybe the dog.
Okay.
The new puppy, maybe the last dog that you said goodbye to.
She'd probably like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And what mom wouldn't love that?
Right. No, that's a good idea. She has plenty of jewelry that she doesn't even wear anymore. So that's a good idea.
Is there something you like as a mom?
For me, I just, you know, a meal together, like that's it. But I used to love when all the kids were home, not having to do anything all day. Like that was it. I was like, you people don't have to buy me anything. Just do the laundry.
Just leave me alone.
Fold it.
We didn't warn you. I'm going to give you a heads up on this. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. You do this. I bet you do this.
I'm sure I do.
On the kitchen table.
Every single time.
Don't.
Every single
it's
time.
It's gross. You
it's
should not.
It's the only place to do this.
Don't open delivery packages on your dining room or kitchen table.
Who doesn't open their delivery packages? Minute you get Amazon, minute you get something from UPS, that thing, you walk through the kitchen and you set it right on that kitchen table and you open it.
I'm guilty of this. It's a kitchen table. It's the biggest. When you walk in, you got the couch.
Uh-huh.
And then you can't open it on the coffee table because that's weird.
Yeah.
So you walk over to the dining room table, which is, you know, it's in the big open room.
And normally the counters, there's room.
Right. So apparently insects are attracted to the cardboard material because it absorbs moisture and creates the perfect environment for insects to breed and feed. So.
Come on.
So the experts say. It's not necessarily that the bugs are on the bottom of the box. The bugs are in the box. So if you open it and the bugs have been in there, there could be baby bugs. There could be gangs of bugs. There could be little bugs that you don't even see.
What?
Gross stuff.
You're making this up.
Your table.
You're making this up.
No, according to Ralph Mastaferrier, director of technical and training at
Who's he?
A pest control place.
Oh, who's he? I would notice if there were bugs in a box. So
now that I say that out loud, this sounds like a sales pitch, doesn't it?
I'm going to.
The pest control guy is like, oh, now we got to come and save your house.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I open every Amazon box that comes into the house, every UPS delivery.
Yeah.
Goes right to the kitchen table. Scissors are in the little desk right over here. Grab the scissors, open, pow.
Always. Always. And I can't say I've seen any infestation of anything other than stink bugs.
Yeah.
But. Are they saying that we're not going to... You're just freaking me out now. Now I got the heebie-jeebies and I feel like something's under my skin.
What kind of bugs do you think are going to be in your house now?
I don't know.
Do you adhere to the no shoes in the house because of the grossness that you walk through out in the outside world?
No.
Oh, I do. That's what
you do?
My shoes, the second I walk in the door, are off.
When company comes over, they go to take their shoes off. I go, oh no, you're going to want to keep those on.
All right, if you had to do it all over again, TJ, would you consider this? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Yes, I would. Absolutely. It's called the Forever on the Finger crowd. And it's newly engaged, opting to have tattooed rings rather than going and dropping a bunch of money on an actual ring. And they're saying the Zoomer generation, but there's people of all ages that are getting in on this. and just ones that say, hey, I don't care about a real ring. We choose to take that money and go travel. And then we just want to go spend, $200-$300 and get rings tattooed on our fingers.
Right.
So, I mean, they said it makes it more personal. Like, there were these two that love Pokemon.
So they got some kind of Pokemon thing?
So they got, I don't know, a Pokemon-inspired design on their fingers. There's, you know, there's people who said, I've never gotten a tattoo and I'll never get another tattoo, but my first tattoo was my wedding ring.
Yeah.
So it's to me, change is weird because we're so used to the traditional ring. But now that I'm thinking about it, it would be more practical too. And for Steve, it'd be safer on the job.
Right. Well, a lot of people wear those silicone ones now. Yeah. Like guys who have, you know, jobs where you're working with your hands, if you're in a shop or working with machines or whatever. It's just, I mean, for me personally, I've got a bunch of tattoos, so I'm not anti-tattoo. I just, that doesn't work for me.
Why?
They always look faded. Like they always, because they're out in the sun.
Yeah.
All the time. You could put sunscreen on, but do you really put sunscreen on every time you're outside? Like they're just, to me, they're going to get faded and a little worn looking over time.
So you go spend, what, $100, get it cleaned up every once in a while?
Yeah. I mean, if that's your thing, that's cool. The one thing I do like about it is instead of just getting like a circle, you could have something unique that only you two have. So
you could
it's
have
a
like
design.
Your names, like
right. Some kind of design that has your initials, you know, intertwined or something.
Yeah.
Like from an artistic standpoint, I get it. From an aesthetic standpoint, for me, that wouldn't work. But
I just think TikTok and Instagram are totally changing and reshaping the whole proposal culture.
Yeah.
Proposals are nothing like.
Well, now it's a performance more than anything else, it feels.
And then, well, they're doing it. And all of a sudden, it's a trend.
Well, the thing that, in my opinion, has gotten out of control is promposals.
Well, yeah.
Where like kids are interrupting classes and like 20 other kids come walking in and they're each holding a sign with one letter on it. And it's like, all right.
Yeah.
It's prom.
But I saw a really good one. Remember, we were off air, but Donuts Delight had a promposal written out in donuts.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that's a way to win.
It's your country music news with the B Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE.
It's a big week for Luke Combs. He tied his own record as the only artist in history to have two top songs on Billboard's Country Airplay chart as a solo artist. And did you see pictures from this weekend from his show in Ohio?
No, I didn't.
He played the Ohio Stadium with 97,367 fans.
Well, yeah.
It was a sea.
He probably could have sold that out twice.
Yeah, it was a sea of people. The previous record for that venue, by the way, was held by Pink Floyd in the 90s. At 75,000. So he crammed 20,000 more people in.
And you know what's nuts is that it's there's no over-the-top, like, choreography.
No!
There's no, like, I don't know. I haven't been.
He reminds me of Alan Jackson. He walks out on stage, does his stuff, and then walks off the stage.
There's no, like, flames and backup
him and Chris
dancers.
Stapleton. There's no shenanigans. It's just music and doing his thing. No shenanigans.
Okay.
Kacey Musgraves releasing her new album, Middle of Nowhere, on Friday. It includes a song with Willie Nelson, or as Kacey refers to him, as everyone's favorite gangster great-grandpa. She says when she recorded the duet with him, he walked in. It was one take. He did his take. He literally turned around and said, that's it. I'm in my 90s. I'm giving you 30 seconds, then I'm out.
Dang!
Willie ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ella Langley joked that bangs are her alternative to Botox. And now, first of all, she's way too young to even be worried about that. But she says she now considers them a staple of her look. She said her signature bangs started as a self-given haircut that went wrong before a performance.
Oh, whatever. Oh, my gosh. Do these look perfect?
She says it's funny. Now when I see myself without them, I'm like, ew, what is that?
She is one of those that morphs. I swear to God.
We looked at pictures like 2 weeks ago, didn't we?
We looked at pictures 2 weeks ago without the bangs, and she does not look like the same person.
Not even the same person.
She works out with no makeup on, and you're like, that's not her. Like, it's like she morphs into different people.
Rockstar.
I don't know. Exactly.
It's the super bangs. It's like Clark Kent and Superman with the bangs,
Hannah
right?
Montana.
There you go.